Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Monday, March 13th, 2023. It's 48 degrees, which is nearly 9 degrees Celsius. We're approaching double digits Celsius-wise. Woohoo! 93% humidity. And it is unambiguously raining. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Yes, it is unambiguous. There is no question. None of that mamby-pamby drizzle or mist or anything like that. This is rain. It's not a mean rain. It's not an aggressive rain. It's just, there's absolutely no question. If somebody were to ask you, what's it like outside? The first word out of your mouth is, it's raining. And yes, as soon as I get home, I will be hitting the onlines and buying me one of those waterproof trail runners that Muse was telling me about. It's time. It's high time. Past time. Time to embrace the wet of my new chosen home. And this is home now. I've been feeling it this last weekend. It's like this is where I am. You know, Chicago was amazing. I love that city. And I will go back to it again and again and again. But this place, it's wild. I've been feeling so at once excited and empowered by my location. And at the same time, so completely out of my comfort zone. In a good way. Than I have here. And it's just, I'm digging it. So, geez, what a great weekend. On Saturday, Muse and I went to Cortijo. This is the most recent touring run of Cirque du Soleil. And it's not like it's new. I mean, it's been going on for years now, apparently. It just got around to Portland now. And God, it's like a circus empire. They practically own Las Vegas. They've got like four or five shows in Las Vegas going. Plus this touring, there's other tours going on. Cortijo is just one of them. It's an amazing, and it was beautiful. God, there's something. I was telling Muse, seeing a Cirque du Soleil show is like an acid trip set to music. With spoken verse poetry in a language you don't understand. And that's exact. I mean, there's a loose narrative that is being told. There's a story that's being told that's really just a vehicle for these amazing performances. At one point, they had this little woman attached to six enormous, I mean, easily 10 feet across, if not more, helium balloons. And they launched her into the audience like an enormous beach ball. And she would land and they would push her back up again. It was like crowd surfing with balloons and a person. And it was amazing. All the circus performers and the music, all the music is live, all the singing is live. And it is so tight, so professional and masterful. You just kind of surrender to it. It's amazing. And Muse had never seen a show before like that. I just crossed Burnside accidentally. Whoops. And clearly wrapped up in what I'm saying. Let me turn around. That's weird. The alarms went off in my brain. It's like, Dave, you are no longer in familiar territory. Turn your ass around. So, here we go. Powell's. Tink. So, and the Moda Center, which is this enormous performance venue, and the size of a stadium, for crying out loud, is literally maybe a mile away, maybe a half mile. I don't know. It's tough to gauge distances in the city. In Cheyenne, it was easy because I knew Dad's place was a half mile from Riding Club Road. So if you walk from Dad's place to Riding Club Road, you've walked a half mile. So, yeah, a little more than half a mile, definitely. Less than probably a full mile. But it was within walking distance, which was really freaking cool because the traffic around the place getting in and out was a nightmare, as one might imagine. So that was awesome. And after Muse went home the next day, I don't know how to describe this. It felt very comfortable and very natural to be with her. And it's weird to say, but there was, I don't know, I'm not describing this well. It just felt comfortable, it felt right, it felt wonderful. I mean, that giddiness and wonder when you're spending time with somebody that you care about, especially someone as lovely and alluring as Muse is, that was there. But there was something else. I don't know, maybe it's just a getting into that groove of what this relationship looks like and feels like. And it's like, you know, we've been doing this since I got here in September, for crying out loud. But I don't know, it felt like it settled into my bones a little bit more gently. I don't know. It was lovely. It was a marvelous, marvelous evening, morning. And then last night, did the gaming thing with Allie and her partner, and one of the folks couldn't make it. They had a headache, a headache. That's like saying a broken leg is a stub toe. And they couldn't make it. But we got there. Allie's partner had actually gotten, I tend to create my own GM screens just to, you know, customize the information I think I'll need. And I've never run Shadowrun before, so there's a lot that I needed. But her partner had picked up a copy of the GM screen for Shadowrun for me. I was like, holy crap, that is so cool. So that was neat. And I made the chocolate-covered strawberries for the group, which was a first for me. That was fun. Found out why you cook chocolate in a double boiler and not microwave it, because when you burn chocolate in a microwave, it's nasty. I discovered how that works. And the game was awesome. The game, I'm just having so much fun with these guys. And playing with a new group is exciting. You know, there's trepidation. It's like, God, are we going to mix? Are we going to gel? And it's like, we're mixing. We're gelling hard, which is fun. And, you know, I had a blast. I think everybody else did too. So, but when I got to Allie's place, she met me at the door and she kissed me. And first of all, Allie's kisses are something not to be underrated, first of all. But second of all, it was, again, you gotta understand this from my perspective of, you know, living 50 some odd years monogamously, to be in a place where this is clearly the nesting spot for her and her partner. That kiss was wonderful and marvelous and also very strange. But again, and I chalk this up to Allie, it was completely natural. And she made sure it was completely natural. And that was amazing. That was surprising and delightful. And again, completely outside of my experience and my comfort zone, but I'm here for it. So much. So I could go on and on, but I'm also back at Jameson Square. So I'm going to be a responsible morning walker and start wrapping this up, because heaven knows it takes me a while to do that. It is Monday. It is the beginning of a new week, according to the human contrivance of time and weekly cycles. So with that cycle in mind, new starts, new opportunities, new ways to do what you do. You know, there's that conflicting allure of routine and familiarity, but there's also that opportunity, and it's not just on Monday, but anytime, to do things different, to take a different path to where you're going. Literally or figuratively. And sometimes it's optimal to launch those new choices, new decisions, on a day when things are fresh, like a Monday. fresh Monday. So, I hope you have a lovely day. Oh yeah, that's the other thing is, because it's dark again, the crows haven't started their noise. They're roosted, and it's also raining, that might have something to do with it, but they're not, the crow cacophony has not begun yet, or it's just thinking about starting up. Anyway, however your Monday goes down, you can always fall back on the wisdom offered by Master Zigzag Claiborne, wordsmith and soul shaker that he is, that despite everything, we can create, we can add to the world as we ought, as we should, as we can. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because you have no idea where that track will take you, usually to wonderful, exciting places. So I'll do the same, and I will talk to you soon.